Hey, everybody. My conversation with the blacks who run Second Vote. That's secondvote.com. You could spell it out, or you can go to ndvote.com. Use promo code Charlie right now for just $2 a month. You can find out what are the companies doing that you're spending your money. So here's how it works, okay? If you fly Delta Airlines, you just probably gave money to Stacey Abrams. Now, if that might trigger you a little bit, then you got to listen to this episode, and then you got to get involved with Second Vote. Remember, what you buy ends up creating the country you want to live in. I know that's a whole new way of framing things. We don't think that way as conservatives. I'm never having Coca-Cola ever again. Why? Because they hate our country. Now, it's a big sacrifice. As I sit next to a thing of Fiji water, as someone here bought a Coca-Cola product, they're no longer with us because they bought Coca-Cola products. That's how it works. SecondVote.com informs you to be able to cancel correctly. That's right. We need to learn how to cancel correctly. People say, I don't like cancel culture. I like canceling the left. SecondVote.com, you need to cancel American Express, cancel all these jerks that have done such damage to our country. I know that some of you might say, Charlie, you're exaggerating. Oh, really? Where do you think Planned Parenthood gets some of their money from? Where do you think Bernie Sanders gets his money from? Ben and Jerry's? Where do you think some of these Democrat politicians are financed by? Try Bank of America, Wells Fargo. So if you want to expand your horizon and really purchase what you believe in, don't buy products from people who hate you. Don't buy products from people who hate you. It's secondvote.com, and this is my conversation of how you can cancel correctly. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. I am joined here by not producer Andrew, but producer Connor, whose rent has gone up too much lately. Connor, welcome.
Amen. Great to be here.
Connor does a great job. And of course, our friends, the blacks from Second Vote, are here. You guys can go to secondvote.com and you can use promo code Charlie. Is that right? Promo code Charlie.
Charlie.
And you guys should check it out. We have a lot to discuss. Guys, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Same to you, Charlie.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Unfortunately, the wackiness continues. Let's get to one of the stories here. And for some people that are tuning in for the first time, we have you guys on monthly, periodically, to kind of cover corporate wokeism, this idea of how consumers need to be more aware and alert of where they buy their products and where they allocate their capital. And your organization, Second Vote, is the most effective and important organization in actually rating, detailing, and empowering consumers to be able to make informed decisions when it comes to these things at secondvote.com. Okay, there was this extraordinary letter that was published by Larry Fink from BlackRock. Or is that right? BlackRock? I get BlackRock and Blackstone confused. So to either of you, what are we supposed to make of this letter? I read it here from Wall Street Journal. Asset manager BlackRock has decided to reduce its net greenhouse gas emissions to zero by 2050. What are we supposed to make of this?
Well, I think Larry Fink is one of the most dangerous people in the world. His fund has a lot of assets under management, trillions of dollars, and he's a real voice for the unreasonable. He has attached himself to a lot of the progressive radical left policies. And as a consequence, he has all this money to use as leverage. And BlackRock invests in other corporations, and they're pushing down their ideology onto these corporations that they buy stock in. Larry Fink, BlackRock, they've really bought into the environmental extremism, the non-scientific environmentalism. And, when he speaks, unfortunately, he's got power to make people listen, whether they wish to or not. I guess it's the antithesis of that old financial services company that used to have commercials on TV where, you know, they'd speak and everybody in the room would stop to listen. Only in that context, it was good. Here, it's not so good. But Larry Fink really believes in stakeholder capitalism, not shareholder capitalism. And that means that the focus of investing through anything owned by BlackRock, the focus is not on the shareholder who puts their money in. He believes that he enjoys the right to take your profits and place them anywhere he cares to. And that, unfortunately, is progressive left organizations.
And Charlie, we really appreciate you giving us an opportunity to tell this story to people around the country that listen to you, which you have a big listening audience, thank goodness, because a lot of folks that we talk to, people that are very well informed in many other things, have no idea about how their money is being used or invested. And when they find this out, they do become aware and start looking at, wow, is this really where I want to put my money, where I may not earn the greatest amount of income off of this, but I may be supporting something that I really would not support with my dollars given my own opportunity.
So, Connor, do you have an excerpt from the letter there from the New York Times?
Yeah, I do. So Larry Fink wrote in this really interesting 3,300-word letter that access to capital is not a right. And he said that a company's ESG score – so if you don't know what an ESG score, that's your environmental, social, and corporate governance concerns score. It's a metric by which these stakeholders are going to judge basically your level of wokeness and how closely you are buying into the corporate green agenda, right?
How aligned you are to the regime.
Exactly. And so he's saying if you don't, you know, live up to these ESG standards, then we're not going to fund your company anymore. And but he says it's not woke. That sounds really woke to me. I mean, that by your standards at Second Vote, that would be woke, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as we score them, they don't score well on almost every issue that we cover. And,
right.
You know, it does go beyond this. This is a one world government kind of movement. This is the destruction of nation states. This is just an agenda that is unhealthy. It's certainly anti-American capitalism. The shareholder, there is fiduciary responsibility to be focused on shareholder return, but they're making capitalism, although they've benefited by capitalism, they're making capitalism look bad as we have practiced capitalism.
Absolutely.
And it's the American capitalist structure that has helped create the biggest middle class and wealthiest middle class in the world. Mm-hmm. But Larry Fink has that under attack. We do have Second Vote Advisors where we do offer products, financial products that are shareholder focused and contrary to what Larry Fink is doing. We certainly don't enjoy the assets under management that he has under his firm, but we've just launched that last year. So we're looking to catch up, but we do need to have conservatives understand the game that's being played and know that there are options to what is going on. And we need to start accumulating assets under management in funds that focus on the shareholder.
So can I say something? I just want to make sure we define that difference because I found that to be really interesting. And you did mention it. And the shareholder versus stakeholder. And I'll be honest, I read this article pretty quickly. I didn't quite get it. Meaning I didn't quite capture that because it's just easy to kind of blur the lines. Can we just kind of walk through the fundamental differences between traditional shareholder capitalism and stakeholder capitalism and why stakeholder is so new and dangerous?
Well, of course, the shareholder capitalism model is what almost all working Americans have in their 401k and IRAs, which are planning for their future retirement. It's accumulating wealth for them to have available to them when they reach those retirement years. And what the Larry Fink investment strategy is they're going to siphon off profits that really belong to the shareholder. They're going to siphon off those profits and give those monies to radical leftist organizations. And they're going to give money to organizations that more likely than not you as a shareholder would never probably want to donate with. But in all candor, this is like the uber rich stealing from the middle class. And I do call this not financial economics. This is financial egonomics.
That's exactly
Larry Fink is some guy with this giant ego. I think he's got a Jesus complex, but he seems to imagine that he's smarter on how your money should be used than what you would be. but he's going to reduce your return on investment. He's going to reduce your retirement account. And this is a real attack on middle America and Main Street America.
So just to give everyone an idea of how big BlackRock is. So they're a multinational investment management company, and they have $10 trillion in assets under management. Now, both of you guys are big fans of the free market. We like the free market. It's the best system, despite some of the externalities that are created. But I think there's something fundamentally wrong and disturbing with one company that controls an $8 trillion portfolio. And I mean that in the sense that that's no different than a government. And so, Larry, you're right about the Jesus complex. And the founding fathers were very clear about not allowing centralization of power. And here you have Larry Fink. It's basically like we live in Larry Fink's world, whether we like it or not. And their subsidiaries are companies of hotels and shopping malls to massive swaths of land to real estate, you name it. Do either of you want to comment briefly on that?
Well, real quickly, his approach to all of this is going to reduce the middle class of America. And in all candor, he is trying to turn the United States into a Cuba. And I've got a raft I'm willing to donate to him. If he wants to paddle over to Cuba and see how great this idea is, we'll donate the raft and he can put it adrift and go on over to Cuba and see what this kind of system looks like up close.
Well, I think he wants to be Fidel Castro and he doesn't care. And that's the most important point, is that he's like, well, I get to be in charge. And so I don't care about the rest of the people. And it is a anti-human agenda. And it is trying to seek profits for profit's sake. Profit can be a good thing. You guys know that. You built an amazing business. However, it also, if that's the most important thing absent of the society, the civilization, you got real problems. Big tech is monitoring, censoring, mining, and selling your online information. And SquadPod is the solution. 100% U.S. programmed, owned and operated, SquadPod is a convenient all-in-one application supporting your private connection with others of your choice. Safety brings together your friends, family, team, club business, or congregation with SquadPod's chat, document sharing, discussion, and televideo capabilities. The SquadPod application is encrypted, protecting your communications and content without annoying advertisements. They do not censor, mine, profile, or sell your information. I have gotten to know the SquadPod team quite well, and they are true patriots of the mission of dedicating themselves to your privacy, safety, and freedom of speech. Join myself and other organizations such as Turning Point USA, nonprofits, and churches by adopting SquadPod as your collaboration platform. Take back control of your privacy by visiting squadpod.com/Charlie. That is squadpod.com/Charlie. Connor, what else do we have on the agenda?
Well, I want to put a bow on the Larry Fink issue. I think you have a great idea about sending him over to Cuba, because if we send him over to Cuba, the Biden regime might not let him back in. They're very unkind to Cuban refugees. So that could solve that problem there. There was some really big news that happened. What was this, last week? The news cycle is moving so fast. The Supreme Court, in a historic 6-3 decision, struck down Biden's OSHA vaccine mandates, which would require businesses of over 100 or more employees to either require vaccines or mandate weekly tests. But in response to that, we're seeing some companies, some really surprising companies actually, decide that they're going to buck the Supreme Court ruling and continue to mandate vaccines. One of them was Carhartt, which was really surprising to me because for the longest time, Carhartt has been a symbol of the muscular class, something that we talk about a lot on the show. Why do you think that they're doing that? That feels like a betrayal to their customer base. Is that smart business? And I'm assuming their ranking went down on your website. Would I be correct to assume that?
Yes. We've already scored them. Their score has gone down. Posted today as a 2.10.
Good.
But it's a good question. Why would they do that? It's contrary to their shoppers, their customers' values, and you really have to wonder what happens to these people who become so successful. And I don't know if it's the cocktail parties they go to. They start joining in group thinking and kind of lose their way in terms of touching to the common man and woman. I don't know. Dear, do you have a thought on why such things happen?
Well, it does make me question, and I don't know that we will ever know that, about who makes that decision. Who is making that decision?
Right.
Is it a department that they have that is a department that we, they, even those that are in the upper echelon of the company don't know? Because we have found in colleges and places like that where they have diversity departments that if you talk to the administrators of the facility, they'll say, well, that isn't exactly what we think, but the diversity department. So I don't know. That's just a guess that maybe there is a diversity department. Maybe there is a department where perhaps the folks at the top, but what really does matter is that the people speak up.
Right.
And that's what Second Vote is about, is it gives you an opportunity to directly contact those folks and let them know that you don't really like the decision they made and you don't intend on buying their product anymore. And if that will not wake them up, I don't know what will. Money and dollars in their pocket really is something that makes them listen.
And you can directly contact them through our scored page on Carhartt. I do think, Diane, actually, we do know that many companies, when they establish diversity offices or they build a diversity position within their HR department, CEOs, owners, they'll defer to those individuals to speak on behalf of the corporation. So that really could certainly be part of what's going on here. But one of the worst things that could happen to any company is to establish a diversity position or office.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they call it diversity, equity, inclusion. We call it diversity, inclusion, equity. Die.
That's exactly right.
That's the way I prefer to put that together. But it really is an interesting thing. I mean, you have a company like Carhartt, which I would imagine their target demo, as you say, is not exactly, you know, going to be the wokies. And they're under massive attack, and for good reason, and lots of different boycotts over these vaccine mandates. They're an American company, right?
You're
born in Michigan?
Yeah, they've been around since 1899. I had no idea. I mean, they make really good products.
Yeah. 4,000 employees, and yet now they're big fight is saying that we're going to defy the Supreme Court precedent, and they do have a right to do that.
Sure.
As an employer, that is a right that I wish. Well, that's a separate issue for a different time. What employers?
But they're good options too. Duluth is a good option. You can go to Duluth.
Duluth Trading. The problem with Duluth is they make all their stuff in China. But that's a separate issue, right? So
yeah, that's
I'll never forget. They run all these ads on Duluth. You know, these Duluth Trading Company ads. So I went to get their stuff. It's all China. And I hope I'm not confusing them with another one because I could get a lot of angry emails.
No, you're right.
Am I right? Okay, good.
You're right, yeah.
Because it was all China. And my dad's a big stickler on that stuff. And whenever you give him clothes for Christmas, the first thing he'll look at, where is it made? And so the Carhartt should – and this is something that's important, and I'm glad you guys are taking the leadership on this, both Diane and David here, which is that if we aren't able or willing – to do boycotts, then we're just kind of issuing press releases. They need to feel a financial cost. They need to be afraid that they're going to do these things. And whether we like it or not, the other side, they've weaponized boycotts for quite some time.
I will say one more thing on the Carhartt issue, because I think it's important, and we drive this home every single interview with y'all, and every single time we get more and more response at freedom@charliekirk.com from people who begin to actually get it, right? So I spend a lot of time on Twitter for Charlie doing the work that we do here on the show. And Carhartt trended the other day. I do it so he doesn't have to, right? Which is good for everybody.
That's right.
Carhartt trended the other day all day long. And what it was leftists and, you know, Democrat folks on there saying, oh, the people who whine about cancel culture are now canceling Carhartt. How ironic. As if they've made some sort of profound point. But at the end of the day, we are, you know, Americans who have a right to spend our money the way that we want to. And I certainly don't see it as cancel culture to take my business elsewhere. And I can't really rationalize how people could come to that conclusion.
Well, and the problem with the whole tirade against cancel culture is we never explained why we hated what was happening. We hate injustice. Uh-huh. And that was the whole point, is that people are being canceled for silly things that very well should have been, you know, looked over or an apology accepted, such as decades-long tweets or comments or Facebook postings or trying to destroy Brett Kavanaugh's life or trying to take Dave Chappelle off Netflix because he made fun of the Alphabet Mafia or whatever, where that's an injustice. We never properly explained that. Okay, so we also have on here leftist media censorship, which actually Yeah. So it's a perfect segue, right?
I was going to say the converse of that is that while they're accusing us of engaging in cancel culture, they're actually using all of the power of the cultural institutions like BlackRock, like Spotify, like Apple, like Google, and trying to, you know, end people's livelihoods. Dan Bongino, who's a friend of our show and a great guy, he had his YouTube channel suspended recently, demonetized over COVID misinformation, right? Whatever that is. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? I mean, that's outrageous, it seems like. Not surprising.
But, that, you know, Diane could speak to this most certainly, but I just will comment quickly that any voice that is raised up to speak factually about what's going on with this vaccine is silenced. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading earlier today about a Israeli scientist who was looking at the CDC website on the adverse reactions to the COVID vaccines and had looked to publish a paper, scientific paper, dealing totally with the facts. And that paper was rejected and refused to be printed. So scientists, entertainment, anybody who speaks up is silence. But, and, you know, as a scientist, I will say this is absolutely contrary to good science. Good science is always about open dialogue, discussion of differences of opinion based upon facts. And in my entire career as a scientist, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, I am very concerned about the media, that really the larger media, the bigger companies that have the ability to be able to shut down everyone. And if they don't like what you say, they're going to shut you down. I mean, we're talking about looking back at what happened in Germany with the Nazis and how they shut people down. I was just listening to a video of a lady that was 4 years old when all that happened. And she went through and talked about her experiences from the time she was four until the time she finally did get out of Germany and come to the United States. But it was really chilling to me. And at the end of that, I got to thinking, how closely aligned is what is happening here, where you're closing down what people are allowed to say, not locking them up at this point, but certainly locking them out. And we have got to wake up. And Charlie, I so appreciate what you do, because you are bringing in this younger population that really are the ones that need to stand up and say, no, we're not going to put up with this. So it is a scary time when you have big media that controls what someone can and cannot say and shuts them out.
And they act like a tyrannical government, and there's almost no check on that. It seems to be a theme. So banking is a big deal. I tell this story often, and I can't remember if I told this story with the Blacks last time, but I know I told it on radio, mm-hmm. which is that I was trying to buy a car, and J.P. Morgan Chase, they actually were super sweet, the people that worked at the institution, they're super woke. But I bank with them and amongst other banks, and I was trying to buy a car, and the car dealership was being super rigid and strict, and they couldn't accept anything except a cashier's check. So I got the cashier's check, and I went to the car dealership, and it was for the wrong amount because the car dealership didn't factor in taxes, so I had to go back to the bank. And so I redeposited the cashier's check, shouldn't have done that, had to get a new one, and my whole account got locked. Right? So here I am trying to purchase a car. I had the funds to do it. However, at that very moment, all of a sudden, I was not able to access any of my accounts. Everything was frozen out. Now, thankfully, it got rectified in the days following, but they told me that they got this black no access thing. Basically, they're like, no one that could override it. Now, why am I telling this story? Because at that moment, I realized wow, that money is really not my own. They could punch some numbers in and all of a sudden all my assets get frozen. And that seems to be a theme of what's happening with banking. And I know there are some entrepreneurs that are creating some patriotic banks that are becoming online soon, because I believe that the next most aggressive form of cancellation, first they do social media, next is going to be banks, but we don't even have to speculate. What's happening with Mike Lindell, Connor?
Mike Lindell, it's the – let me get the
it's
name.
Some local bank in Minnesota,
in
right?
Minnesota, right? Which the fact that this is happening in Minnesota
should
give
pause, right?
Yeah, right. Everybody, right? So for the mortal sin of daring to question a basic fundamental institution in the United States, our elections, mm-hmm. Mike Lindell has had access to his assets and his capital completely frozen. He can't bank anymore. He can't participate in a market society, which we live in. To me, maybe this is a little bit much. I think that that's strictly evil, frankly.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Why would they do that to Mike Lindell? And why should they have that much power over something that you earn and you create yourself when it comes to your capital?
Well, again, this is nothing we've ever seen in the United States.
Right.
The means of quieting people are many. But the financial world, and we've been researching this. Actually, this is our 10th year this year at Second Vote. But we early on at Second Vote in researching discovered the hostility of the financial community towards conservatives and Christians. And this is only going to become more evident as time goes on. They are going to use the financial networks to silence the voices of reason and facts. And if you don't agree with the left, you will be silenced. There won't be a platform for you to speak from. And Mike Lindell has been very open about his concerns of not only the election, but also the vaccines. And he's I find him to be very reasonable. I frankly don't find him to be radical. I think it's good to question. It's always been good to question. And suddenly, if you question authority, it's a negative. And what's funny is it's the liberals who always had stated that, gosh, it's a good thing to question authority, but right. Not now.
Not anymore.
Well, it depends on who's questioning it. You can question the authority of our police, the authority of other agencies that do work. But you can't question the left.
Right. Yeah. If you're on the left, of course you can question authority. You can question whether or not you can be a sanctuary state or a sanctuary city. Mm-hmm. You can question the Constitution, you know, however you want to. But we're not afforded the same privileges. It's actually really terrifying. I'm going through this whole apartment hunting scenario that we've been covering on radio recently.
It's been this ongoing joke.
It's a saga. But I had to submit bank statements to the apartment complex, et cetera, et cetera. And I was going through my own bank statements just to kind of keep a tally. And I think to myself, all of the creeps at the bank who are canceling Mike Lindell and
yep.
who are doing all this stuff, they can go through all this just with as easy as I can. And let's say that they don't like where I spend my money. Let's say that I donate to Donald Trump. Let's say that I donate to Mike Lindell. Let's say that I donate to a church. All of a sudden they can say, well, you are no longer fit to be a customer with
That's
us.
Right.
That should terrify every American and give everyone pause.
Well, and just the idea of freezing your assets in real time.
Yeah.
That's something that could stop your business, stop payments and vendors. And so one thing we have done as a risk mitigation strategy at Turning Point USA, as soon as I saw the banking thing a year and a half ago, we have a family friend and also a friend here of Turning Point USA that Eric and I know this family from North Dakota. They own a series of banks and they have a branch in Arizona. They just have like one branch. I called them up and we just opened an account. And I said, we have to be able to have – so Turning Point USA, we don't just have the big banks and – look, they don't have all the bells and whistles and the apps and all that, but it's a bank, and they're not going to cancel us. And so I just want to say that again.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I was going to say, you know, at Second Vote, we always do say shop local, but, you know, that would include banking locals. Local banks are not going to be, at the moment, tied up into these big, big, huge corporate banks that are in the woke community. Your local banks in our area, we have multiple options of local banks who share our values and who are not going to act and behave in this manner. But one more thing I'd like to comment on real quick, too, is this movement towards not accepting cash. You know, cash allows us yeah. to avoid this censoring, activity on the part of these banks, but they're pushing us more and more to using a credit card or some form of plastic money. And I think we should all be extremely concerned about that. And, of course, the World Economic Forum and the One World Government folks are certainly after as much as they can to diminish the value of the United States dollar and to minimize its presence on the world stage. So this attack on money is coming from many directions.
That's exactly right. And the cryptocurrency, crypto asset part of it is they're trying to seize those as well. There's a new story out that they might try to put a kind of federal digital currency together.
Right.
It's all about centralization of power and consolidation of control in one more than one ways. Secondvote.com, you guys have got to check it out. You can look at all these scores. You could see how Google or YouTube is on all the different issues, right? From Rumble to Target to Ford to United to Starbucks to Carhartt, to BlackRock to Exxon to all of it. Whatever company you might be dealing with, secondvote.com is a great way for you to be able to look into it and to really figure out if your dollars are going towards things that are virtuous. I want to take a moment and thank Patriot Mobile, my new cell phone provider, for their support. Whether it's on this show, other conservative hosts, Turning Point USA, or others, they get it. Look, here's how Patriot Mobile works. Instead of you using some cell company that runs all these woke TV advertisements that make you cringe during a football game, Patriot Mobile has the same towers, but you are working with a company where any profits they make get given back to pro-life groups, Turning Point USA. You are partnering with Patriots. I know Glenn. He runs Patriot Mobile. He does a great job. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as the major carriers. They get great nationwide coverage, plus the peace of mind that your money isn't supporting the left. Stop giving money to people who hate you. So look, when you pay your cell phone bill, if you are paying one of the big guys, you might as well, on your credit card statement, it might as well say BLM. You are a donor to BLM if you give money to the major cell phone companies. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. So go right now to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Veterans and first responders save even more, so make the switch today. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. It's patriotmobile.com/Charlie, patriotmobile.com/Charlie, or call 972-PATRIOT. Look, Patriot Mobile is what you need right now. Stop paying money via your cell phone companies to the left-wing arsonists destroying our country. If you wouldn't give money to Planned Parenthood, if you wouldn't give money to the transgender lobby, if you wouldn't give money to the Alphabet Mafia, if you wouldn't give money to BLM, then why would you do it via your cell phone company? You might say, well, Charlie, I don't know a competitor. Well, now you know one. It's called Patriot Mobile. It's super simple. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. I have done this. Our entire team is moving towards Patriot Mobile. Producer Andrew is signaling his phone right now. He's on Patriot Mobile, and now he knows that his cell phone bill every single month supports the good guys, not the wokies. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. What do we have up next?
I wanted to close this on a kind of surprising and lighter note. So we have a Starbucks coffee right next to Turning Point headquarters. And sometimes out of convenience, even though it might not be totally aligned with our values, we get coffee from Starbucks. We work hard here. We stay up late. We get here early. But we always make sure that we, change out the cups. That might be revealing a trade secret. I don't know. Can you tell us whether or not we have to keep doing that after what Starbucks did? I mean, they came out and shocked the world. And they said, we are not going to require vaccines anymore. I mean, this is one of the wokest companies that I think I've ever seen. They're based out of, Portland or Seattle? What, one of those two?
Seattle.
Hellholes.
That's right,
yeah.
Howard Schultz, Seattle, yeah.
And now all of a sudden, they're, coming around and deciding to side with the Supreme Court and do the right thing. What's going on with Starbucks?
Well, I know they use a lot of marijuana up there in that Seattle area, so there could be a drug intoxication issue.
That's true.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
it is actually a humorous action on their part, but I think this is a great example of where money trumps their woke ideology. I'm sure they're having trouble hiring baristas and folks to work in their stores, but Starbucks is one of the worst companies we score. I try to admonish anybody who's going to Starbucks to find a local coffee shop and support your local entrepreneur.
And the local is always better. Starbucks has such burnt coffee. I mean, it's really not good coffee, just so we're clear for all the listeners out there.
Look, I grew up in a gas station in Michigan that had coffee that would sit on the warmer all day long. And I think I'd almost prefer that over Starbucks. I don't think their coffee is that great. But
it's not.
And I drank a lot of Marine Corps coffee when I was in the Marines. I think that was better, too. But it is a puzzle. But, you know, this is actually classic liberalism. I mean, the liberals once upon a time would have acted this way.
Right.
And yet they've morphed over into this fascist tyranny that is you know, they just moved into this fantasy world that is the opposite of where the liberal movement began.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it really does beg a deeper question of, you know, does liberalism always eventually end towards totalitarianism, right? Which is, if you're always trying to liberate groups from alleged tyranny, women from the patriarchy or ethnic minorities from systemic racism, well, where does that eventually lead? Eventually, you're going to try to use that clenched fist against somebody, right? That clenched fist is not going to open up into a palm of acceptance. It doesn't usually work that way.
Wow.
Okay, so Connor, we have 3 minutes left. What else?
Well, this is actually something really dark, and we have to do something about this. And if we don't start speaking up about it, this could be the end of the United States as we see it. I know we said we were ending on a light note, but this is dark.
Really optimistic, Connor.
Well, you look, I'm reading this, and this is on thefederalist.com. Hospital system is using race to decide if a person gets treatment. I mean, I can't think of anything that could be scored lower than that. That is just pure medical apartheid.
Unadulterated evil?
Yeah, correct.
There we go.
I mean, easy
as
that.
As a nurse for more than 50 years and an emergency room nurse, I cannot imagine being in that position where someone comes in the hospital and says, we're going to rate you about where we think you should be and where we should think we should, how we should take care of you. Mm-hmm. So let's just put you to the back of the line. Well, I still cannot believe a Catholic hospital is even considering going down that road. Everyone needs to be treated the same. We don't look at color. We don't look at race. We don't look at any of that when we take care of patients. I am just shocked out of my socks that this is happening.
Yeah, and they've created this equation, which absolutely, you know, we've heard from the left, from the woke group, that mathematics is racist. Well, this is a true example of where mathematics is racist. They have created an equation.
Great point.
Where a white person cannot achieve the score to receive necessary treatment. But even a healthy black person will receive treatment for no conditions at all. But here's, I do have to read off of their website because this is their mission statement. I'll just read this part of it. It says, let's see. I'm sorry, I had it right here in front of me, but it is a Catholic hospital. And they do talk about their need to provide God's healing power to all of their patients. I paraphrased it, but that's what they say. And this is some of the greatest hypocrisy I've ever seen as we've done our research. This is a hospital system out of Minnesota. And it's just deplorable.
It really is. Well, we're out of time. Everyone check out secondvote.com. Use promo code Charlie to be able to know what companies and causes that you guys should be getting behind. Again, your first vote's in the ballot box. Your second vote is in your credit card statement. It's in your asset allocation. Do not give money to the bad guys. Do not purchase products that make our country less free and less virtuous. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Fun as always, secondvote.com. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. God bless you.
You bet. Thanks. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.